Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Syria fired an errant shell into Turkey, killing five. Turkey responded with a shelling of its own. However, Syria has since taken responsibility and apologized. Christian Aid Mission is assisting national Christians in the region as they reach out to 20,000-plus refugees in the area freed from Syria's control. Christian Aid's Bill Bray says, while the situation's chaotic,
there's more freedom to distribute gospel DVDs and Bible, and there's more opportunity in the chaos for gospel preaching to occur and for the love of Christ to be demonstrated.
Next, three dignitaries from India met yesterday with survivors of a killing spree in Wisconsin. In August, a gunman opened fire at a Sikh temple, killing six worshipers and wounding three. The International Mission Board is asking you to pray for Sikhs around the world this month. Sikhs believe in the existence of one God, but they don't know Christ. In India, one IMB partner is using his background as a Sikh to share the gospel. And what does 25 cents get you these days? A Gospel of John and an Introduction to Christ. Bibles for the World says they have a window of opportunity to get scripture portions into places like Pakistan and Nepal now. Moy Padidi says a religious festival in Pakistan this month means Christians, with the government's permission, can distribute New Testaments.
They are begging us for more.
In Nepal, a new constitution is being written which could close the window for good. That's why
there is a tremendous excitement among the churches and Christian leaders as they organize and begin the distribution and follow-up ministries.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a ways away, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.